We received your message and we understand. We beg you now to return our mother to us so that we can celebrate with her. This is the only way we will have peace. This is very valuable to us and we will pay.
You are hearing a live video that went viral over the weekend that is Savannah Guthrie referring back to her mother, Nancy, an 84-year-old woman who was last seen on January 31st? It was not this past Saturday, the one before, Saturday night, and she was reported missing the next day when she didn't show up for church. Yes, it was January 31st. Reported missing on February 1st. We are now entering into the second week where we don't know where she is. And so now there's sort of this back and forth that continues to happen with Guthrie's family and whoever may have her. But at this point, authorities haven't identified any suspects, persons of interest, or even vehicles connected to the case. But there's constantly this message, and whether it's the Guthrie case or many other high profile cases, this is about the time where you'll start to hear the messaging of see something, say something. And I don't want to knock it, but I certainly want to look into it more because, A, I don't know if people really understand what that means, and also, B, how to appropriately see something, say something. So I thought we'd have one of our law enforcement experts back on the show. Gary McNamara joins us. And, Gary, first of all, do you believe the phrase see something, say something, while it's supposed to be kind of powerful, it's a little played out?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, if you look back on its history, it really came to light after the attacks on September 11th. It might have been before that, but I think it was really pushed out after that. And, you know, it's an important message, especially during that environment and that time. But I think what happens oftentimes with some of these, you know, prevention method messages, they kind of become slogans after a while. It's like the old say no to drugs. You know, that's a
it's that's like a click it or ticket.
Yeah. It becomes like that slogan now. And it almost is. It's like the phrase good morning, you know, and you say good morning back. It's
right. Like, is it really a good morning? No, you're right.
Yeah. You know, yeah. It just becomes something that people say now is that thing of saying, well, make sure you see. So if you see something, say something, and it makes us feel good. But it gives us a mission. But I don't know whether there's any teeth behind it to really say what are we actually.
Right. We don't actually know what the mission is. No, but it's so true. And not to kind of jump around, Gary, but certainly you and I have had conversations before. I know you do a lot of lectures on this as well. You know, talking about kind of normalcy when things are not normal. And that's why I think see something, say something doesn't always work. So recently, Gary was doing a lecture. He was talking to dozens of staff members, and he was discussing, you know, if there's a threat on campus or something like that. Not to put words in your mouth, Gary, but one of the things that I thought was so fascinating about your lecture was you were discussing how if you see a fire, the average person is going to be like, oh, no, there's a fire. But they're not going to run. They're not going to pull the alarm. They're not going to, you know, get whatever. What was the example you gave, Gary? I'm not doing a very good job, but in the hotel. What was the example that you gave?
Well, so if you've ever been in a hotel in the middle of the night and then a fire alarm goes off, your general reaction is one that everybody does. And it's that walking to the door, opening the door, and looking both ways down the hallway.
Right, and then if no one's there, you retreat back into the room.
That's right. Right.
But that's a perfect example of how see something, say something doesn't work.
Right. Well, it doesn't really send a good message of what we're actually saying. And in that same discussion was a discussion about Greek mythology and how in Greek mythology, I won't go into a lot of detail of it, there's an individual in Greek mythology that is more talking about awareness, that it's that constant awareness of something that deviates from normal. And the power of that is that if it deviates from something that is normal, that's what you're doing. Is it because people don't know what they're seeing and whether or not what they're seeing is something they should be saying something about. And if you look at it now, we've condensed that see something, say something. And there's commercials out there now that says, I see and say. Now, because it's just easier now, we're just getting down the slogan way. When in reality, we're not really clear on what we're asking people to be aware of.
Which we're going to have Gary kind of talk about, because I think that is part of the conversation, is what exactly does that call to action look like? But I also do think, kind of going back to normalizing what is not normal, Gary, how do we identify that there is something that we are seeing that is not normal? Because again, there's a part of the complexity of your mind and how we respond when we don't know if something's an emergency or not. And I hate to go down, you know, a path where it's a bit dark. But, you know, one of the things you were talking about was a gunshot, which may not sound the same as what you hear at a gun range or what you're used to hearing. But when you hear it, people will always justify maybe what that sound is, almost as like a protection. Like, oh, that couldn't possibly have been what I heard. Or even you hear it classically in the movies of, you know, oh, that was just the wind, when, yes, there is a killer in the house. You know what I mean? Like, we justify what is not normal to be normal. So the first part of see something, say something, the see something, how do we know what is not normal?
Well, it's not even, yeah, it's more of a continuous awareness of your environment. And that's the first thing. So it's not a question of it's not see something, say something. It's not see something. It's really a constant awareness of your environment. And no matter where it is, it's that there's something that is not normal. It deviates from my normal. You know, I drove into work today, and as I'm driving into work today, there is a carton of milk on the yellow line in a rural road in Woodbridge right now. And it was there, and somebody put it there for whatever reason. It could be a TikTok viral thing, whatever it is. But I look at that instantly, because that is not something I've seen before on that road. It's not that I'm, you know, looking, it's just it deviates from my normal
ride. It stands out to you, right?
It does. And that is what it is. It's the, in your daily work, when you're shopping, whatever it might be, if it's not in the normal atmosphere in your own environment, that should trigger something to say, boy, it's that clicking of the head and going, it's that moment where you say, what is that? And that's where we have to start from, that deviant from normal. It deviates from what my normal day looks like.
But it also, it sounds like, Gary, is, you know, so you're obviously, you have a law enforcement background. Gary is the former chief of police in Fairfield, obviously went up the ranks at Fairfield PD. He's currently at Sacred Heart University for security and government affairs. So you're used to your brain working that way. But I would say for the average person who's not a cop, not in the military, not firefighter, not used to that kind of training, it sounds like, you know, that is a daily thing you should just kind of be practicing, you know, I don't know, kind of getting familiarized with, almost spotting when something, you know, like the example you just gave, is if you're driving the same route to work every day or dropping the kids off from school, and you know that no one ever parks on the street in your neighborhood, but then one day you do see this strange vehicle you've never seen before and never seen people driving it, but it's now parked outside of a home, you know, that should stand out to you. And I feel like that's almost a muscle we have to constantly be working on, it sounds like.
Well, it's really that constant paying attention, if you really think about it. So if I'm a clerk in a store and I see an individual and a child come in, well, I kind of know what a normalcy looks like. And then you say, well, that is kind of a strange interaction that they're having, or maybe not. But that's that thing. It's that constant awareness of our environment. And we don't think about it enough, but we, in order for us on our daily basis to go through, we interact with our environment. Sometimes we're not aware of that environment, and those little things that deviate from that environment are the things that often should be reported.
Horrible case of Nancy Guthrie, an 84-year-old woman, still missing. So it's been over a week now, and investigators are really not any closer to finding the person who allegedly took her. We do know Savannah Guthrie has already made a plea to basically cooperate and pay anything to get her mom back. But, you know, as this investigation is unfolding and we're watching it, you know, across America, one of the messages that kind of continues to come up in newscasts and from police and investigators and everything is see something, say something. The importance of, you know, what could we learn from this case? What can we take away from it? And you'll hear this pretty consistently of, you know, if you see someone that is different or is off or, you know, gives you a bad vibe, say something. Or if there's that mysterious car that was sitting in your neighborhood, like I said, they haven't even identified any vehicles that could be connected to the person allegedly who had taken this woman. you know, so you keep hearing, see something, say something. We already kind of talked about how that's sort of a deflated memo to live by. It's a mission, as Gary McNamara had said. We're kind of tasked with a mission, but we have no idea what the mission is and how to actually pursue it properly. So that's where he comes in. One of our law enforcement experts on the show, Gary, is here. So what would you love people to take away from see something, say something? When you're told that, what do you actually want people to do? And what does that look like effectively, Gary?
I think the first thing is to always kind of be aware and make sure that nothing unusual goes unnoticed. Now, I'm not saying that everything that occurs, you have to call the police on, but this kidnapping is a good example of it because let's say that whoever took this woman went to a store, stopped at a store. Now, the clerk's not going to know anything or recognize anything, but there might have been something in that interaction where he just turned his head a little bit and said, boy, that was odd. Now, he's not going to call up because nothing is public yet. But now when the police go there and they say, hey, was there anything that you could think of? Those moments, because those events didn't go unnoticed, that's an important component of it. It's not like see something and say something, because I don't know. I see something every day. I'm looking out right now in a parking lot. I see cars. I see something. It's not that. It's making
sure
that
the say something. But here's the thing, Gary, because and this is how poor Gary has become one of my like besties, only because I bother him so much. Honestly, I will send stuff to Gary and be like, this is weird. And he'll be like, great. Thanks for telling me. But it's because I don't know who to tell. So to your point, Gary, not every little thing should be a phone call to the police. However, right, like you said, you know, if we're kind of keeping record of things that seem off, when we say to say something, what exactly does that look like? So if you're not calling the police, what are you doing with that information? Or are you saying it's not only enough to see what stands out, but also, you know, if you're up on the news and what's happening, to like make sure that you're like racking your brain to think, is there a way I could help? I mean, what does that component look like? The say something part, I think people really struggle with.
Well, they do, because they don't know what they're looking for. But obviously, you would know if you get a sense that there's a crime being committed or there's a safety issue, you say it right away. But I'll give you an example. Right now, I'm looking out in the parking lot. I said I see a bunch of cars. There's one pickup truck with a block of wood on his left rear tire. Now, that doesn't mean anything, but it's just not normal. And I'm like, I think in my mind, okay, why was that? I know it might sound silly, but it's not. Or if I'm home and I hear a loud boom, I oftentimes just look at the clock. I don't call anybody because it's like, what was it? Whatever. But I look at the clock and I make a mental note in my mind. I'm like, boy, that was 3 p.m. Now, because it could mean nothing. But imagine 2 hours later, if I get a knock at the door by the state police and they say, hey, did you happen to notice anything unusual? I'm not going to call the police for that. Potentially, maybe at the time. But let's say I don't.
Well, but you're being an active witness. You're being an active.
Right.
Okay. So that's
sure,
really the thing.
That's right. I'm making sure that the unusual in my life does not go unnoticed, because those unusual things that occur could eventually be part of something larger. Oftentimes these high profile events, or even not high profile events, you know, somebody has to get to a bank to rob it. That means they're either getting in a car, they're walking, they're getting there somehow, and they don't live there. So those little events that happen along the way are key moments of observation that somebody may have, that somebody at some point later will say, hey, did you happen to notice anything unusual? And, you know, yeah, as a matter of fact, I did. I noticed a car driving the parking lot of the bank about an hour ago. Didn't think anything of it, but I noted that it was unusual because I've never seen that occur before when I go shopping or whatever. But this mission of just see something, say something, it's really what we're asking people to do. Is constantly, and not obsessive. It doesn't have to be something that you have to constantly always, you know, be a radar tower that you're looking constantly from left to right, but just always be aware of your surroundings and make note of what is unusual during your day. And that may be an important fact.
Yeah, well, and to your point, Gary, I think it's not only making a mental note for yourself, but, you know, when there are those calls to help out, for example, you know, if you could give video from your doorbell camera, or if you can, you know, if there's any little detail can help, I mean, to not skate over that and to actively be, you know, I would think a participant in helping, you know, the police or investigators, FBI, whoever it may be, to do their job effectively.
Yeah, that's right. And the message in that little community right now should be, did you see something? Please, we want to know. Did you happen to see something in the last, we understand the time frame when this occurred. Did you see something during that time frame, no matter where you're at? Please call us, because that deviant from normal might be a key piece to helping solve this case.
All right. Gary McNamara, always appreciate getting your insight, but also this advice I think is really helpful, because like I said, I don't mean to knock it. I think there is a purpose behind see something, say something, but it gets lost in translation so much. But it's sort of a throwaway phrase that we've just gotten really used to, but we don't actively embrace that and really, I guess, go through with what it's calling us to do. So I thank you so much for having this conversation. And for those of you listening, we will certainly keep you posted on the Guthrie case. Again, going into its second week of looking for Nancy Guthrie, 84 years old, still missing since well over a week ago, the Saturday, January 31st.